doing an administrative hearing. You as advocates are going to be doing issues in employment, in insurance. You may be doing issues in workers' compensation. You may be doing issues in wealth in, under the employment. And so what we are going to discuss in a generic way, and by that is in a general way, how generally you should approach these hearings, these tribunals. Now, you need sources of information, okay? And you need sources of information about the Act, about the Welfare Act, or about the procedure. Where would you get these sources? Internet. How many have access to the Internet? How many have not? One, okay. Internet is the savior of the small town advocate. The Internet is the equalizer. Okay. Almost all government agencies have websites about their programs. And if you're first trying to find out generally about a program, in a general sense, the first place you go is to the government agency website to get it. Now, presently, the Welfare Human Resources website, unfortunately, hasn't caught up with the changes in the legislation. But they will shortly have a policy manual online. You can go and find out a great deal of information. They usually have the Act and the regulations. You can check up the Act and the regulations. So that's the first thing you have to do. That includes welfare, unemployment insurance, or workers' compensation. Anything else that's useful to look at? The library? Little closer. Okay. The client. It's always useful, I find, to talk to the client. And usually what happens is, with a lot of administrative agencies, is they send material to the client on how to behave. Like, they, if it's landlord or tenant, the residential tenancy branch, will send a whole thing about the administrative hearing. And if you're a beginning advocate, you can read it. You can read it. And you can get a flavor as to what can happen. So, anybody else that you can contact? PovNet. PovNet or another advocate. Okay? Another thing that you can do is perhaps you can sit in on a hearing. That's always a good thing to do. If you've never done it before. Or maybe you could ask, if you're in a larger center, that you could go with another advocate and help that advocate at a case. And then you could get a general feeling of the process. One of the things you will have to do that is extremely difficult for advocates is you will actually have to read the Act and regulations. You will have to find the specific section of the Act, the specific section of the regulations that are relevant to your client. Okay, and this is very difficult because it's not like reading a Harlequin romance or going to the movies on Friday night. It is very boring, but you have to do that. You have to read the Act, and you have to read the regulations. And you have to find the sections. And when you're reading Acts and reading regulations, there are definitions of words, and they're found at the beginning of the Act and the beginning of the regulations. Okay, so that's my general comment about doing an administrative tribunal. Now we're going to talk about interviewing clients. How many have interviewed a client? Okay. Okay. Well, I've interviewed clients. Okay. And the first thing you have to decide is when you're going to do the interview. Okay. The client phones up. What do you do? The client phones up, I got this problem with the widget control board. We'll make it kind of interesting with the widget control board. What's the first thing you do? Okay. Anything else?
Any documents that they receive, bring it in?
Yes. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Basically, go through the documents, what the decision is, and what
is. Right. Well, that. Yeah. Always ask the client to arrange the documents in chronological order. Right? That's kind of, you know, I've had clients come in, here is my suitcase, right, full of documents. Let me, right. So the first thing I would ask is, yes, do you have documents? Yes, bring them in chronological order. And what else would you ask the client? Yes. There may be a time period involved. There may be a time limit involved, like there may be an appeal time limit. Anything else you would ask the client? When's the best time for an interview with you? When's the best time for you to come in? And by the way, well, some people are morning people, some people are afternoon people, you know, and some people, particularly if they have a mental health problem or on medications, and at certain times of the day, they're not in great shape. So that's you don't ask them that, but you ask them what's the best time for an interview. Then you have them come in. Let me tell you a little bit about interviews. There is nothing written in stones about interviewing clients that you have to do the interview in one session. Okay. And what do I mean by that? Sometimes when you're interviewing clients, it's not there. It's not working out. The client may be so upset about what's happened, they're not in a position to tell you anything. So if something like that happens, don't feel that this is the greatest tragedy that's ever hit you in the world, is end the interview, set a new time if the client's too upset to continue. So you get the client to come in and get it. What is the purpose of the interview? Okay. You read the material, didn't you? Okay. Okay. What kind of information are you looking for?
Correct information.
Okay. Okay. Yes. These are all true. Anything else? Right? So basically what we're talking about is basic information and sort of human information, right, if I can use that. What about trust? Why is that important? Yes. Okay. I think you're entitled to, what you want is some, I break down information into two components. One is basic information, name, telephone number, what is the file number with the Ministry of Human Resources, dry information, if I can use that, dry information. And then you want the other type of information. Okay? And the other type of information is information that's both helpful and hurtful to your client, right? Okay. Now, what is the difficulty about getting this information from the client? Any comments about that? And you know, sometimes I've read some articles about interviewing, and they say that you should just sit there passively and let the client talk, which I find very interesting because they obviously didn't work as an advocate because you don't have the time. So there is a balance here between letting the client express his or her feelings about it to create this trust and having enough time getting the basic information out of the client. And so what we have to look at in these circumstances is achieving the right balance involved in it. So in the material, I suggest a couple of things. First is, let the client talk for 2 or 3 minutes. And don't be worried too much if they ramble on. Just say 2 or 3 minutes. And what I like to do, and this is just my style, and your style might be different completely, is I let them talk 2 or 3 minutes, and then I start asking questions. What I ask them is simple questions that require simple answers. What do you mean by that? Well, I would just go over, well, this is your address. Do you plan the move? No. What's the best time to contact you in case I have to? Well, it's best at this time. These are questions that the client can handle. They don't require too much. Or these days, do you have email? I have clients that don't have any place to stay, but they do have email. And then I start going into the story. And the best way you can have the client tell the story is to have the client tell the story in chronological order. And what you have to do is to keep the client in telling his or her story in chronological order. In very complicated cases, it may be necessary, for you to bring the client back. Like I said, there is nothing written in stone saying you have to get all the information at the first interview. But these things you have to get: name, address, phone number, email, fax, and release of information, release of confidentiality information, so you can contact the welfare department or the workers' compensation board or the employment insurance people to get additional information.